So we left off yesterday, as I said over Chassam Sefer. I just want to repeat the Chassam Sefer again, because that Chassam Sefer learns up that the Achronim had answered up at the Rambam. The Rambam seems to be paskening. If you learn the Rambam, it's talking about the case of Ein Daito Lachser. He went from Makam A to Makam B, and he's planning to stay in Makam B, and still he's mechuyev to keep them and hug him from Makam A. And that's shot in the Mishnah, when he gets Chumra Makam Shiyotza Misham, even in the case where he went from A Makam to the second Makam to settle there, he's mechuyev to keep them and hug him of the second Makam. The first one, I'm sorry, thank you. So I wanted to say, right? He's mechuyev to keep the Makam of the first Makam. Lachar Shreya from the Gemara and Chulin, where the Reb Zera went from Babel to Eretz Yisrael, and he ate something in Eretz Yisrael, which in Babel they held was Aser. So he did not keep the minig of where he came from. So the Prichoda said that it's Mechoikas of Sugyas, and the Rabbah's been Machriya, like the Sugya over here in Sochim, Kenega, the Sugya over there in Chulin. Some sort of felt that difficult. I just want to, maybe one connection to reminds of why you found that difficult. You find the Musa of Machalik of Sugya, at least in Rambam, is for sure, that's answers used. Machalik of Sugya is there was two sheets what X held. Now, both Gemara is Ravashi's, like the Chassam Sofer. So you might have a Machalik in Shas, what Rav held. One Murray held like this, another Murray held like that. But Ravashi can't write in Shas. Ravashi can't write in Shas, I held like this over here and I held like that over there. What do you hold, Ravashi? So in Ravashi, you can't have two shitas Amaroi and what Ravashi held. So it can't be a Machloek as a Sugi, it's what Ravashi held. And it's the same Ravashi in both Gemaras. That's Chassam Sofer's Kasha. So it's Mukhar that that's not the Teretz. What? It's Ravashi talking. Ravashi's writing in Shas. He wrote Shas. I'm holding this, and I'm holding. Who's the two Amaroi in Ravashi? So it can't be. So Ravashi punks Zotam Zori. It can't be that the Machlokes is what Ravashi held. Right? The Pasha the Cheshbon. Right? So Zotam Zori, there can't be the Machlokes. So what's the Machlokes? Ravashi over there is being Masber Rav Seira, and Ravashi over here is being Masber Rabba Bar Bar Chana. So he wants me to make a tully in the Machlokes between in the Gemara and Beya between Rav Seira. The Rav Seira says that Rav Asi and Beya, Rav Asi and Beya, the Rav Asi says that the two Yamim Tamer Kedusha Achas, because it would not be Shachat in a minute, I was saying it would be a day, no, because a Yoyis, even though we're in the same Mokim, but the situations have changed, it's not Shachat concept of minute. It's like Kiel were a different Mokim. So there's no din of minig of Mokim being Nimshach in such a case. So it must be with the Kanad Rabbana. So it must be with the Kanad Rabbana means the minig is not Nimshach. So what's pshat in Reb Zera, Zot Rav Asi, how does Reb Zera learn up the Mishnah, Zot Rav Ashi, how does Reb Zera learn up the Mishnah over here, if he doesn't hold this concept of minig? Teres, it must be that there's a din of minig of Mokum. There's a minig, you came from Mokum X, and that was your anhaga. Then if it's Daito Laksa, you're mechuyev to keep those minhagim. That's the din of minik shayatza misham. Minik shahalach l'sham is because of machlokes. Right? So, therefore, in the case where you're going from Makam A to Makam B, and you're not planning to go back, so machlokes, the Makam B, you can do with the minik shahalach. There's no machlokes for that. Makam A, l'kula. Makam A, they're a machmir. That's not machai of me. I don't have no such din of, I have no such din in that situation, but it's ain't daito laks. Right, that's how Ravashi understood Rabbi Zeira.
Reb Zeira doesn't not hold a makom; it just does the situation change. So he didn't hold a makom in that particular thing because he said makom wouldn't change anything if the situation changed.
Because that was that minute was following us on the seas.
The way you explained it, Reb Zeira had helped Dusha Acha because he helped makom wouldn't. When the situation changes,
right?
But when the whole because you don't have to keep on.
So he's understanding that there's and Rabbi's answer over there was no minig of asenim biyudenu. Means Abai's answer was that that's not true. You don't have to say there's a special tikkun, but the hanhaga which was before is nimshach.
So he's holding that Reb Zera doesn't hold that.
He's understanding like that. So now there is such a musig of a personal. The person has his personal minig. So he goes from that's in a case of daito lachser, he has to keep the chumra makom shiyotza misham. Right? That's what Zera agrees to. Right? But Abaye answers over there, Minigav Asena B'Yodena, which means there's a Musig of, that this became the Minigav Makam, and this became, that's Nikva is the Minigav Makam, such a Musig. And we paskin like Abaye that Shtei Kedushas Hain, because the Minigav Asena was Shtei Kedushas. We paskin means we paskin like Abaye that there's such a Musig of a concept of Minigav like that. So therefore, we can learn up the Mishnah over here the way Rabbi Bar Bar Chana learns up the Mishnah, Rav Ashi being Masber, Rabbi Bar Bar Chana, that there is such a thing as a minig, a musig of a minig. So therefore, the Mishnah is talking about a case of Ein Daito Lachzer, and you come to the new Malkum, you're mechuyev to keep the minig of Malkum. That was what we said yesterday. I want to use this again to maybe just say, answer up in the Rambam. So the Rambam, what was the problem of the Rambam? The problem of the Rambam was that we seem to have a steer in Rambam. The Rambam in Hilchos Yom Tov, the way the Gro, the Chagakib, and the Shach understood the Rambam is saying, even in the case of Ein Daito Lachzer, you're still mechuyev to keep them in Hagim of the Makom that you left. Even though it's Ein Daito Lachzer, L'chumra, you have to keep those Minhagim, and now would you keep them in Hagim of the new Makom is only because of Machlaikis. Because of Machlaikis. L'chara, the Gemara Kulin was before, not like that. The Gemara Kulin was before that he went from Makom A to Makom B, and he was Mako. He didn't keep the chumra from the Makom as Yatsa Mishra. The Rambam is being Machriya, like the Gemara over here, that's not true. So we understood the Chagakim added in what's the lamas according to the Rambam. The lamas according to the Rambam is that once it was chalak or kaf to the gavra that he's mechuyev to do something, he takes that with him wherever he goes. So even though he moves from makom A to makom B, he's mechuyev to keep that din. So it means the getter of a minute because it's chalak or kaf to the gavra, which the pre toyar suggested that he learned the story of Bnei Baishan wasn't a makom. Bnei Baishan was a family. The family undertook to do something that became now the minig of the family. You're required to do that right there. So that's how we understand in the Rambam. The Prechadish said no, that the case of Bnei Baishan, which they undertook that minig, was Bnei Baishan was the name of a place. So the case of Dina Minig Amokim. And so we said, look, that's not like the Rambam. That's like the other Rishonim, which learned that there's a law of, like the Rivosh, that the minig, the Mokim is Kaveya. When I leave the Mokim, I'm not part of the Mokim anymore. So I'm automatically Paka all the Dinim of the Mokim. The problem is the Rambam, when he brings the story of Bnei Baishan, says it was a case of Malkin. The Rambam, when he brings the story of Bnei Baishan, says a Malkin which undertook not to be Maflik Bismina, even Mitzar Letzidin, a Malkin which is Kariv, if they did that, that becomes the minute. So it seems to be that the Kabbalah is a Kabbalah which is totally in Malkin. Okay. So when you have a Machlokes, the way the subsurface learning, there's a Machlokes Amaroyim, how to learn up the Mishnah. That it means there, and Rav Ashi is recognizing that the Machlokes Amaroyim, how to learn up the Mishnah. So Rav Zeira says one way, and Rabbi Rechana says the other way. So Rav Zeira learns up the Mishnah that the case of Mishnah was a case of Daito Lachzor, because if it's a case of Ein Daito Lachzor, it's impossible to say that he should have a minig of the Makom which is Yatsa Misham. No such thing. The only case of Shaykh Aminu Makom Shiyotzi Misham is in a case of Daito Lachzor. What's that Machai? That's not the Machai of a Machloikis. That's the Machai because that's, I mean, I do have some halacha of Minig, and that halacha of Minig, that I, if I'm part of that Makom, that's my Minig. Where do you, is that a din? What is that din? It's a din like a Kaf to the Gavra because he's taking it with him to the other city. But the Losh of the Mishnah still is a Makom Shinagu. The Mishnah keeps stressing that the Nakuda in Reb Zeira, even though we're saying that the Lamas is, it's a case of Ein Daito Lachzer. So Mela, my Chiyav is because I came from Malkum X. So but I'm Malkum Y right now. Why am I Mechiyav to do that? Because I'm part of that Malkum. We say that your Shem Makom is still the first Makom. The Mishnah stresses Makom Shinagu, Makom Shinagu. Achelik we Makom Shinagu. Nice enough, Kumri Makom Shiyatsa Mishan. But the Losh is nice enough, Kumri Makom Shiyatsa Mishan. Right? You give the Mishnah seems to stress it's on the Kudan Makom. What's Mechayim the new place? Because the Machlokes. Now come along, Rabbi Bechana says, let's not shout in the Mishnah. That's not pshat in the Mishnah. The pshat in the Mishnah is a case. The Mishnah is one case of Ein Daito Lachzer, the way the Ram, we're learning of the Rambam, right? And still, you're mechuyev to keep the chumra makom shiyatsa misham. That's the Rambam shita. Even right that again, like like the Gerah and etc. Accepting that that's Rambam Shita. It means the person going from Makom where he was ain't died to Lachser, and he goes from a Makom which the Machmer to Makom where they're Mekel. He has to keep the Chumah Makom Shiyatzim Yisham. He has to keep those dinner. So the Rambam learns up the Mishnah exactly the same. It means Rambam and Reb Zera don't argue in Taichah the Mishnah. Your shame chi of minig is X, and that you don't over here is because of Machlaikis. The only argument they have is in one prat. Is the case of Mishnah a case of Daito Lachser, or a case of Ein Daito Lachser? But everything else in the Mishnah remains the same. When you want to be Maita Machlaikis Amaroyim, you want to be Maita Machlaikis, it means they both agree in the Taicha of the words in the Mishnah. There's a din of Makom. Makom A, if you're part of Makom A, that's Machayiv you when you go to Makom B. The only one says it's only a case of Daito Lachser, one says even a case of Ein Daito Lachser. That which you keep in Makom B is that the Mishnah is because of Machlaikis. In other words, so Reb Zera says, from Makom A, I moved to Makom B, so I moved to Makom B, forget about Makom A. I'm not moving here, so what's Makai of me? Because of Machlaikis. Rabbi Machana says, even if I'm moving here, what's Makai of me? It's because of Machlaikis. What's my real meaning? The original Makom. So it comes out, once you accept that it's Machlaikis, I'm a Royan. And they both have to learn up the Mishnah. The words in the Mishnah clearly seem to say Makom and because of Machlaikis. So it means that we'll be Mamayat the Machlaikis. They're only arguing one Prat. What's that case? Is that a case of Daito Lachser? Because Ein Daito Lachser, you change. Or the case, even a case of Ein Daito Lachser. But everything else remains the same. Your Betzim, your Chiyav Mitzad Makom A is because that's your Minig Betzim. And your Chiyav Makom B is because of Machlaikis. That's what I think how the Rambam was understood. Now, what the Rambam is saying then, that the Siba, which creates, so we have to be Machalic now in the Rambam the following. Rabbi Bechon is saying, even though it's Ein Daito Lachser, and you're settling in the second place, you became Nikva, that this is your Minig when you were in Makom A, and that you carry with you wherever you go. But what was Kaveya that was your Minig in Makom A? If a person makes a personal neder, he makes a personal neder. He didn't make a personal neder. So the Rambam is saying that even though you didn't make a personal neder, but if so, your Ovis did it. That's how the Pesach Torah says. No, your Ovis doing it. The Rambam is saying the Kabbalah, that it comes in Iskaya, that I have to do something because somebody else did it, is only when there's a Minig HaMakom. What is Mekhaya of me to do something is Minig HaMakom. Once I become Nischayiv, I take it with me wherever I go, the Rambam is saying. But what's Mekhayiv in the Chachila to do it? What's Mekhayiv in the Chachila to do it? We were saying, well, it's Zinnik HaKafta the Gavra, so you don't need a Makom to do that. We said, according to the Rivosh says, all there is Makom. So, Mele, when you move to the next city, everything is ice. So it means, A, Makom has a power, and that's what's Mekhayiv when you're in Makom A. And Makom has a Kula, when you leave it, it's ice. The Rambam's in Mechadish, that I agree with you that what the Sibas Achiyev is Makom. What's Mechayiv to do something is because the Makom does it, therefore I have a key to do it also. I agree with that, except that point. But what I mean Mechadish now is, but once it became your Minig, that's your Minig. And now you can't go somewhere else and say, I'm Eichel. You undertook something. A person would undertake a Neder. So I don't care where you go, you take the Neder goes with you. The Kabbalah goes with you. As much as you tell me that's a shame Kabbalah, I can't let go of it. Where's my Hatorah to my Kabbalah? So the Rivosh is saying, the Pshat is, the getter of the Kabbalah was, people in this place do X. So you move the next place, you're not part of that place. The Kabbalah Yor says this explicitly, that the getter of Hadvorim, he says, so what do you do with people in the city, and they marry out, they go to a different city? He says, the Kabbalah wasn't Chachila al-Das, the people are moving to a different city. Means he's masking in Svora, the Chavaz Yerim Tzim Kuch Vav. He's masking in Svora, bets in the Kabbalah. Once it's a Kabbalah, it should go wherever you go. So the Rambam agrees that to create the Chiyib, why am I a Chiyib to do something? Because you did something. I need a din of Kabbalah, so I'm welcome to do that. But once it's a Kabbalah, it's a Kabbalah. A person has a Kabbalah, he's got to take it with wherever he goes. So I can't go to a different city and be Mekel. So I go to the next city, I'm a Chiyib to keep coming welcome. She got to Misha. What? He's giving it to Kakafta the Gavra. Now, what's the problem with the way I'm saying it right now? Yeah?
I think it was a three. moves to 3-4 places. Every place he ever lived became
what's the problem with what I'm saying? The problem is that the Rambam comes along and says he gets the next city, he's mukhiv to keep it because of Machlokes. So why do you say the following? He's in Makom A, he's part of Makom A, there's a Kabbalah, so Makom A, he gets the Kila, he made a personal Kabbalah in Makom A. Good. He moves to Makom B, he's mukhiv to keep the Minhagim of Makom A, the Chumri. What about the Minhagim of Makom A, the Kula?
Right.
I'm sorry, you moved to Makom B now, you live in Makom B. So Makom B is Makayv, you're right to the same thing. There's a Kabbalah of Makom B, and now you become this Kayv, a Netter of Makom B. Now you move to Makom C, you know, you should, you're right. What?
You only
Kayv
that Nashah, so privately you would keep your coolers privately. Because the only reason you're
free
Makom B is because of
show.
Yes, you should.
No,
the coolers go with you as well.
Yeah, but
so why do the coolers go with you? That is the question. But why is that so? In other words, why don't you say if that the guy sets out in Makom A, good, he has no personal opinions on anything. They tell you, listen, this is the minhag of the Makom, this is not the hate. Okay, I grew up here, this is what I do. Shalom al Yisrael. Simply tell me it's a different minhag of this. So my father did it. It's Pasha. But tell me it's not a Dinah Minagov. It's tell me it's a Dinah Minagov Malkum. Which the Rambam seems to say, you need a Kabbalah's Malkum. So comes along. What?
It's the Kabbalah's Malkum of the others. It's not the Kabbalah's Malkum of his own Malkum. The Rambam is
So it comes on the Pritara says like this. The Pritara says, I think, he says, Batsim, he understands it's a Minagovus. It's a minigobus, and that you can't recreate a second time. So you go to the second city, it's not minigobus. Why do you need Kabbalah's Rabin? He says, because again, what's the question? The question is that I'm sitting here just, you know, doing my own thing. All of a sudden, they tell me, you got to do X. So well, what's Machai of me? Because you're doing what's Machai of me? So even because the Ovis said, what's Machai of me? So the Kasha, which all of the Akhraidim, they asked, everything my father's on Machai to do. Let me stop her. So beside that, I got to go more cool and kufay. The more cool and kufay is the more amar ukva. And all the hamilsa kachala bar chamra. Compared to my tata, I'm vinegar. My father was wine. I'm vinegar. My father, he would wait 24 hours between places and milchiks. He would wait to ad eden until the same time the next day. No, but I don't eat the same meal, but the next meal I eat it. Right. So, I understand. Your father was not like 24 hours. You have the minigobus to keep 24 hours. What do you mean? I decided, but your minigobus, bicycle, I'm not okay to keep minigobus. But if the Machayev is minigobus, what do you mock him for? So the Pritar like this. That's clear that if the father was Makabal something, his own personal Chumrah, that's not Machayev me. Right? He decided he wants to be machmer and wait 24 hours. There's no such din. He wants to be machmer. He's the siyog, the preacher, the chassidus. My father, he goes. He's terrible in shalig every morning. You know, that's his chumrah. I have to be terrible in shalig every morning. I have to be terrible in mikvah every morning. My father's terrible in mikvah. I have to be terrible in mikvah. Right. So, but something which he meant to undertake as a real hanhaga that he wants for the family, that I'm mechuyev to do. How do you know if he's serious or not? Well, the one way you know is if the city does it. If the people of the city undertook this, means they bestama they want this to be a davar nimshach, as opposed to what person's doing it personally. I don't know. He might have meant that, you know, as no, that shouldn't be a nimshach type of thing. So I'm not mechuyev to be choishish that it's a davar hanimshach until I see the city doing it
for his own family,
even for his own family. So if all the people in the city start doing X, all the people in Bnei Baishan, they all start doing X. The Mokum of Baishan starts doing X. So he said, you know, the people who undertook it would like this thing to be the reality. If they would like it to be the reality, now you killed children are Mekhoyev, because your fathers did it. So the Mekhoyev is, Al Titash Tarasi Mecha. You are Mekhoyev to be Nimshek, what your father did. The reason why we believe it's a Tarasi Mecha, that it's a Torah which is being murdered to you, is because the Mokum does it. Yeah.
No, if it's all nether, why is the father's nether all on his son? If it's a nether, it's personal.
Again, so
minig is a nether, then it's not.
Minig is a nether. The whole dinner. Because it's a fair question. That's how does it work? Right, so that's what he said. You look up, you're there, Reish Yudal. Sif Aleph tells you, there's a Musik. If I start doing something, a Dover Toiv, I'm a Chuvah to do it, and that's a Dineter. That's Sif Aleph. Sif Bey says,
when you accept it.
But again, Sif Aleph, I accepted it. I decided from now on I want to do X. Dover Toiv, right? I want to, you know, I make a Kabbalah, I decide it. I don't necessarily say the words, but I start doing it with intention to continue it. That becomes, it didn't matter, I have a chiyuv to do it. That's Sif Aleph. I didn't make a Kabbalah, I didn't say any words, but that's a Gemara in the Dorm Daf Tezvav and Aleph, which our Gemara quotes. The Rambam told me, "V'cherem noga b'misur, itzur v'sharal latir." The Gemara says, "You're over by Yachol d'Rabbanan." Shem lo Yachol d'Varoi. It's a din d'Rabbanan. Because our Masakin, if you decide to do something, and you start doing it, you didn't say any words. You're mechuyev to keep doing it. If you don't want to keep doing it, you better say bli neder. We do a Torah Sador Erev. You want to be matan neder? You can matan neder. So I have charata, but I didn't say bli neder. That's what we do. Erev Rosh Hashanah, right? That's sifal. Comes to the base and says, okay, but Kabbalah's harabim is chol aleihem val zarav val kol nilvim aleihem. So what's that then? It's a hemshech of Sif Aleph. So I didn't do it, they did it. If they did it, they're mechuyev to keep doing it. Okay? Now, but that's mechayev of me also. That's the Sif Beis is saying. That which they do is mechayev of me also. And that's our Gemara, Al Titush Tarsi
Mecha. So if someone was living in Beis Shalom when they started this thing, he was living there, and everyone did it, and he said, "I'm not going to be mekabel." So then, it's not because of minhag avot; he's the av. So what would be the din with that person?
So. That's a fair question. According to the way the Rav Asher learned, he's stuck. According to the way we're learning, he's not stuck.
According to the Rav Asher
says that the Malkum has a power to be Masiyah. I can make you pay a kanas. There was no Tekan of the Bezin. We started doing this so that you do actually have to pay a kanas. You got to pay a kanas. I never accepted to pay a kanas. But the way we're saying it now, the Betz and the Ikra Chiyiv is the Minagovis. But the pre-tire is saying that we know the others are serious when we see that became the hug of the Mok. But if my Av said, I'm not in, and he wasn't doing it, I'm out. And the Konami.
First, the Kula is in Fiyah, and then he moved to 27 cities in his life.
Right.
And he had always keep meeting Fez for his whole life.
Correct.
How did the Rambam, for example,
the Pri Chodesh says that that which you have your chiyuv to be mamshech. Let's say a new rav walks in the town and says, "You know what? Let go back a step. This is the minute we're talking about that batsim it's mutter, and everybody knows that it's mutter. We're being machmer because let's create a it's a dover toiv to be machmer. Let's say the issue was mechalikus bavel and Eretz Yisrael. What's the status of a yasser? The chel da yasser, right? That's mechalikus in halacha." And in Eretz Yisrael, they're noy kula, and in Bubble, they're noy chumra. Means in Bubble, they pass from the chumra. Right? So that's the psak for that mokum. I grew up in that mokum, I got the psak. So I go somewhere else, I got to keep the psak. As far as I know, that's the psak. I come to a new rav moves into town. Right? In Bubble. And he says he has rias gemuris, and he's the rav of the town, we make him the rav. He has rias gemuris, and it's mutter. Eretz Yisrael is right, and it's mutter. He's not a paskin. This is not a minig anymore. This is a halachic issue. So Kozma, I don't know, and we're discussing what is the right psak. Well, once we were noyig a psak in this mokum, that becomes a psak in a mokum. Right? But if a new rav comes and tells us the Pri Chodesh, and he says, "I'm telling you, it's a minig tos because they were wrong," and I'll bring you rai is X, Y, and Z, and he's a person who's roy lohi ra, he has the right to paskin. He's not mechuyev to paskin that psak because that was the minig. Time is a little louder, sorry.
has to make a tzilik, but that minig is dependent on halacha, or it's the minig?
Correct. It's only, he's saying it's the vort in halacha. In a case where the issue of minig was a psak in halacha, so, but a rav can't come down and say, you know what? You know, they're annoying l'chumra to be machmer, to be careful about going erev Shabbos. I don't know what do you mean. It was in the halacha taiva. They were being careful with Shabbos. You can't undermine that. Right? So that you can't do. But a psak in halacha you could do.
So it's
saying tefillin. I don't know the story of the Rambam, but if you tell me that's the story of the Rambam, it's not me. He was machri. He held Rashi was right. That's I would imagine. You know, I don't know, but I'm not familiar with the story. But that's the story. I would imagine that's what that was the answer. Yeah. Okay.
But halacha lemaisa,
we passing like the chukyak and the gong. The ikur psak and halacha is like the rush. And like the places, even the Chok Yaakov says that's pshat in the Rambam. He says the Ikur Pesach is not like, is like the is Roy Peskim, not like the Rambam. And that's why the Shulchan Aruch. I mean, again, it's a steer in Shulchan Aruch. So, you know, how are we answering steer in Shulchan Aruch? The Shach also says the Maisa the Pesach is Lakula. That if a person goes from Mokum A to Mokum B, das to leave Mokum A and settle Mokum B, he's not equipped to keep his old kumras. He can keep the kulas now at the new Mokum. Okay.
So that means that it's not a din, and
it
does something
about the
neder.
Doesn't
have to be about the
neder. So that means, does that mean that it's a din? It's a din of makam, either because it's a din of makam, or because the chachil of the makam only meant to be mechayiv, because you're part of the makam. Either way you want to say it, both ways are true.
But
so
would be kikaf of the gamma.
Correct. It doesn't go a kikaf of the gamma. Okay, now, I want to share with you a. Well, that's one ha'ara. Next ha'ara.
So it's a little complicated, because it still decides to accept upon himself.
If he decides to,
be a different category.
Right, a different category. Right, that's right.
So it's not
going to
be
a little
complicated.
Change back
the ratio of dollars. Now I just want to point out that many poskim. Correct. If he would move into the town, if he would move into the town and say, I'm now moving here and undertaking the psalkim of this city as my psalkim. I mean, again, our cities nowadays don't really, you know, go back 300 years ago, a guy left, he left Izmir and he went and he moved into Varsha, you know, right? So now his malkim is Varsha. He's not going to keep the malkim of Izmir anymore. Kol Zman was one malkim with one minik. You know, once he becomes one malkim with many minhagim, it's a whole different ballgame.
There's no such thing as a minhag that's even wider than malkim. It's already it's limited to malkim.
But there's the world of there's the Sephardi world, there's the Ashkenazi world.
Right. So yeah. I'm saying if he moves from a Sephardi city to an Ashkenazi city, there is something larger than just minhag malkim that binds him.
Again, but if he moves from the Swarti world to the Ashkenazi world, he moves from the Mediterranean basin up. He's always Swarti.
Really?
If he undertakes, I'm going to take all the Menhagim, this Mokum now, all the Psokim, he could do that. He's in Gaito Lachzer. I'm coming to my market.
Yeah, not deciding to take or not to take. No, but I'm not going back.
But like Chaim said, if I decide I want to keep the chumras, I can keep the chumras. I can't keep the kulas. But
right,
do I want to stop eating Beis Yosef? That was the question. Can I stop eating Mimakban and Shkita and Beis Yosef? Right.
So you said if he decides to keep these,
again, Chaim said, and he's correct, if I'm a Sephardi, I move in, so you know what, I'd like to keep my chumras.
Oh, you like
once you're noig one time, that's it, you're stuck. You're Mekabel. So I've been aggressive Sephardi, and I believe I have proud of my Menhagim, and he sits down and he says, they serve me, I don't eat it. That was on Haga Toiva. Now he's Mechui about his own Kabbalah.
His own Kabbalah, right.
Now I have to tell you that the Pri Chodesh Taka says, that even Minig Ovis, that which Mekhaya Minigobas, we spoke about, it's not clear the Minigobas is Machariya. So, where Mekhaya, according to the Rambam, it is, but according to the Rivosh, it's not, there's no din of Minigobas. So, the Piskei Tshuva and Reish Yudalad, in Sifkot and Hay, brings from the Zichron Yosef, was the Shwager of the Maral, I think, that he passed, and there's no din of brings the Mar Kulin, Kufay, Mar Ukfa, there's no din of Minigobas, The only thing which is mechayev, it's still in the minhag of the father, because the son did it one time. You did it one time, you mechayev the mamshich. Now, what's called one time? At one time, mechayev aviv, if he did it, aviv, and he's covered aviv, is that called one time? It's only achar moisa, that's a big shalom achrayna. The Shulchan Aruch Rav says you need three times. You need three times to be noyeg. The Shulchan Aruch Rav over here in Tafsam Aches. So it's taka not so posh. What's mechayev to go by?
If a person after bar mitzvah goes to yeshiva for 4 years, his kavana is I'm bar mitzvah, finish eighth grade, I'm going to learn somewhere 4 years in high school. You grew up in a shul in Baltimore. They daven as Ashkenaz. The minhag of the shul is of the yeshiva is to daven or to have certain minhagim. Is that
Daita Lachsa?
Is that not
Daita Lachsa? That's a fair question. So the Magen Avraham handles the shayla of not the Gabi davening, the Gabi the name of Israchila, Bnei Reinas, the Gabi eating a certain type of chayla that Bnei Reinas used to eat, nobody else used to eat.
Right.
The Shibach goes away, says the Shibach is asked to come back. It's very negayah, the place where it's very negayah is the Bachar goes to learn Eretz Israel. Right? So I'm there to learn for three. I'm planning to go. I'm a big tzaddik. I'm going to learn for 3 years before I come home. I'm not coming home for Yom Tov. I'm there for 3 years. So you keep 2 days and 1 day. So the standard psak of most poskim is a bacher calls on his mishnah. Maybe it's called title lapse.
Not there. Shul poskim. That's the American.
American poskim.
Yeah, shul poskim. You're here for 6 months.
Yeah, right. No. So that's
the, say,
there's two things. There's one. There's two things. There's you do a Tarsa Dorim Erev Rosh Hashanah. One of the things you're matu neder in your Tarsa Dorim is minhag of shal mitzvah shenahati shalosh pamim v'lo amarti bli neder. Right. That's one of the things you say in a Tarsa Dorim. I'm being matu of a minhag shal mitzvah shenahati shalosh pamim v'lo amarti bli neder. I didn't say anything. I did it 3 times. So once I did it 3 times, it was a minik shal, it was a davar tov, it was a minik shal mitzvah, it was something good. I did it 3 times, I'm a chuyav to be mamshich. That's a din derabanan, it's not a deraisa. That's a din derabanan, that chazar machayev, once you start doing something, you got to keep doing it. It has the power like a neder midarabanan. And the verse you're over by Yachim midarabanan, which Rashi in the Dorm and the Tezvav says, it means you get malchus midarabanan for doing it. If you're over that, you get malchus midarabanan for being over that on hog. You're a chiyav gomer to do that on hog.
Even if he didn't say, I'm going to do that on hog.
Even if he didn't say it. Once you did it. Now, the case of the Gemara actually wasn't even 3 times. The case of the Gemara was a person did it once with intention to continue. He didn't say anything. He said, you know, for now, I want to start giving meiser. I never get meiser. I want to start giving meiser k'safer. So he takes out his first paycheck and he takes out meiser k'safer. Didn't do it 3 times. Didn't say, I'm doing meiser. He thought it's fine, you know, good thing. Wrote out a check for meiser. He's not mechuyav to keep meiser.
He is.
He didn't say bli neder. He did it one time with das to continue. He's mechuyav to do it. That's fair. So that's you're there. Reish Adal Sif Aleph. That's a shal of chalos kedusha.
Otherwise, it doesn't.
Right, that's a chalos kedusha. There's no tekanah derabanan over there. I want to share with you two other. I want to share with you 4 other ha'oris, but it's not going to happen. Okay. I want to share with you. Okay. There's a steer in Rashi's. Steer in Rashi. I pointed out to you a Rashi and the Beis Amud Aleph. The Rashi types up in the Gemara. The Gemara has the kash. Again, the person takes Perish Shviyas Mimalkim Shekalu. Other round. Mimalkim Shaloi Kalu. Mimalkim Shekalu. In the place where he took the Perish from, there's still Perish available in the field. There's no Chiyav Bir Perish Shviyas yet. He moves to a Malkim where it's Kalu. There's no Perish left. There's a Chiyav Bir. So Tanakama says, Yom Chiyav Dimavar. Comes from Yehuda, says no. Save havelecha afato. I tell them I'm from a place where the pears I brought were still available. The people in the city said, "What are you doing? Right? What are you doing? You're doing different than us. You're not being mechala. What's going on? You're not being mavar." She says, "No. Save havelecha afato. You can go back to my city and get some also. It's all available. No problem." Right? That's what the Yehuda says. So I'm not mechuyev to be mevar. Fed the Morakasha, what happened to the din of Chumrim Bakim? Shalach l'shom. So Rashi's masber the kasha. So Yehuda said, listen, Mechloikis, people said, oh, Rash in the town, but that Rangel's doing that with everybody else. He's not being mevar. So no Mechloikis. I said, listen, Rabbi, don't worry. It's available. Go back to my town. They'll give it to you. It's a hefker. You can get as much as you want. No problem. Ah, ois Mechloikis. That's what Yehuda's addressing the problem of Mechloikis. Fed the Morakasha, but that's not enough. Because since we see in the Mishnah, the Zidin of Chumrim Bakim Shayatsa Misham, and that's clearly not because of Mechloikis. So who did Chumrim Bakim Shayatsa Misham is also not because of Mechloikis. There's a din. Minigam Bakim is Mechayiv. No, do Mechloikis. So you answer the Mechloikis, but doesn't help. There's still a second din of Chumrim Bakim Shayatsa Misham out din Minig. Minigam Bakim. That's the Morakasha Kasha. So Rashi's loading up the din of Chumrim Bakim Shayatsa Misham is because of a separate din, not because of Mechloikis. Right? Very important Rashi. Rashi and Aleph and Aleph says not like that. Rashi and Aleph and Aleph says in Abaya. So Abaya says, so Rabbi Bechana went from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, and he ate the chel of Diaspora in Bavel, the kula. Furthermore, Kasha, what happened to the Shahalach Hashem?
You have to keep the Minhag Makom. Over here, they asked this caliph. So Abai says, so Rashi's answers Baitalachs. Abai doesn't say that. Abai says that going from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, that's okay. You're not mechuyev to change. So Rashi says, Hani milim Bavel to Bavel, Meir leir be Bavel. The kiyum and the loy kaifi ladodi. Each city stands on its own. There's no primacy to one over the other. If you're going to do different than them, yesh kan mibnei machloikus. So it's a problem of machloikus. Because can be bubble there to Israel, al yeshana es minig amokim mibnei machloikus. Al meretz Israel the bavel, if yeshana es minig bubble ain't come machloikus, because we're meshuvah to them. So the bnei bubble understand that Eretz Israel has primacy, and if they are makos, so we can't really tie us to them. That's okay. So there's no machloikus. So it means, why do you keep coming welcome to Shahalach Hashem? Because of Machloikis. You made a gantz, a rikas, and the base of that's not the reason why you keep it. So Bai's answer is a very nice answer. There's no problem with Machloikis. Okay? From when a person goes from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, it will not generate Machloikis. Therefore, people from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel can be makel, and it won't be a problem. But what happened to the Machloikis? Welcome to Shahalach Hashem. You're Machloikis to keep the Minigam Makam. So you could look at the Gemara differently. The Gemara saying, listen, there's the Chalna Chayach and then Rechumim Malkam Shalach Lashom, Minigam Malkam above all, compared to Minigam. But Rashi doesn't say that. I could have said that shot in the Gemara, that compared to Eretz Yisrael, Minigam Malkam above all is not significant. So I'm not Mechuyev to keep Minigam Malkam above all, but from Eretz Yisrael. But that's not what Rashi says. Rashi says the problem is Mechleikus, and there's no Mechleikus over here. So Sfasemis doesn't ask this stira. But the Sfasemis answers the stira. Right? There's a Sfasemis on Nun Aleph from a base. The Mora says a person goes, Malkim Sha'osin, they do Malach on Erev Pesach, the place where they don't do Malach on Erev Pesach, he's Mechuyev to not do Malach. You get Chumrim Malkim Shahalach Hashem, and don't be Mishanu because of Machloikis, everything is great. The Mishnah also says, if you go in Malkim She'ein Oisin, Malkim She'oisin. So, no, it's not Chumrim Malkim She'yatsa Misham, you can't do Malacha. But then the Mishnah says, Ayyashan and Amachloikis, don't be different than that. So, Mishnah means you're going to do Malacha. So, you have to get Chumrim Malkim She'yatsa Misham. That's the Mora's cash. So, Mora gives two terutz. Mora gives Abaya's teretz, and Mora gives Rava's teretz. Abaya's teretz is, it's going a ratio. Reisha is a case where you went from a place where they're oisin, l'makom she'ein oisin. So don't do. Don't be different. Don't do. Machloikis, don't do. But in the Sefer, where you go l'makom she'ein oisin, l'makom she'oisin, be different. Either it says, oh, you sound like machloikis, that's going on the Reisha. In the Sefer, if your minig is not to do, you don't do. I over here, they do. It's machloikis, be machloikis, so that's it. Sabaya says. Rabbi says, no. It's going Laila Masef.
It means that the sefer, if I go from Malkum she ain oisin, and the Malkum she oisin, really I should change. But don't worry, it's not a makolik, because people can't tell. They don't notice. Not the Malkum, yeah, the people, they don't have anything to do. So it's not nicker. Ain't common there, makolik. Which Tosus understands correctly. Tosus in the basement, he doesn't know how to come, but Tosus says, vice versa, had it been nicker, you'd have to change. If I go from Malkum, ain oisin, the Malkum she oisin, and it's nicker that I'm being different, I'm a chiv to change. And I'm a chiv to make them. Because of Alexander and Makalikas. So Rabbi and Abai having a major Makalikas here in the Gemara. Whether the din of Alexander and Makalikas could override my Minhag HaMakom, where I was Mach. But there's another Makalikas here in the Sfasemis points out. That's the obvious Makalikas. There's another Makalikas. How do you learn the Mishnah? The Mishnah says, Alexander and Abai Makalikas. So Abai says it's going on the ratio. So it means that the reason why I keep Chumri Mokim Shahok Hashem is because of Machlaikis. That's what Abaye says. That's the amount of the din of the Rasha. Why? You know why you keep the Chumri Mokim Shahok Hashem? But Lehepik, when it's not because of Machlaikis, I don't keep the Minhag Mokim. I keep my own Minhag. Right? So that which the Mishnah said, you keep Chumri Mokim Shahok Hashem is because of Machlaikis. Rava doesn't. That halacha that I keep the Chumri Mokim Shahok Hashem is true even the kula because of machloikis, right? But that rav is being mazur, it's going both in the reisha, both in the sefer. The loyal ma sefer, and pasha means in the sefer also, right? It's going only in the sefer, right? It's going only in the sefer. Don't worry about the problem of machloikis because it won't be a problem of machloikis.
Only
the words. Ain b'zim yishum neshin. The title of the words is: this is not a shinim machlokes. Okay. So Sfasemis says that Abai and Rabbi are arguing how to learn the din of the Mishnah of Chumri Mokom. Abai says the din of Chumri Mokom Shahol Hashem is for one reason only, because of machlokes. It's Abai. Rabbi says no. The din of Chumri Mokom Shahol Hashem is a different din. You keep Chumri Mokom Shahol Hashem. When I go from Mokum, which is Machmir, to Mako, what do I do over there? I have to let go of my minig because Mokokas overrides that. Yeah. That's the sefer. But the ratio, the reason why I keep from Mokum Shahol Kasham is because I keep from Mokum Shahol Kasham. That's it. That's the Rashi in the base of Nun Alpha Ban Aleph. That's an Abaya. Abaya says, what's the problem? The problem is Mokokas. No problem with Mokokas. Because from Baba there, it's still the problem of Machlokes. That's the only problem. To keep it Chumrakim Shahal Chasham, then Baba, they're Machmer, and the Chayel Dayasa, I don't have to do that. There's no problem with Machlokes. But and the Beza Manala, if we're going, we pass like Rabba. Right? So Rabba said there's a separate din called Chumrakim Shahal Chasham, but that's it. Not no Machlokes. So the Markasha, what happened to that din? That's the Morskash. He's a publisher. You have to have a no. Right? Now, he taka asks, there's a kasha in the base of Manala. He says, what's the worst kasha? Maybe Rabbi Yehuda holds like Abaya. How the more know to ask a kasha in Rabbi Yehuda? Maybe Rabbi Yehuda, the same way there's such a kasha according to Abaya, Rabbi disagrees. Maybe that's the Tanakama. Maybe Rabbi Yehuda holds like Abaya. It's only because of Machlokes. A male is no problem. How the more know to ask a kasha even in the base of Manala? Says, Lulu David Rosh, he would say a different shot in the Gemara. But that's really what's happening over here. So we said, I told you before, that there's a Rashi which learns up the sort of the din of the Mishnah. It's because of Chumri Mokum. There's a din called Minhag HaMokum, not the way we're learning which is Ischal on you when you come there, not because of Machlokes. That's the Rashi in the base of Manal. That's not like the Rambam. Right? But the Rashi in the Manal. So it comes out, I'll take it a step weiter. So in Ravashi's teretz, Machilton Daito Lachsu and Daito Lachsu. If the issue, the whole issue is only Machloikis, what does Daito Lachsu have to do with that issue? It doesn't make huge ever difference. In the Musig of I become part of this Mokum and I have a key, I take the hug of the Mokum and this becomes my dinim. So that's Alokha. That we understand that Alokha is depends on Daito Lachsu and Daito Lachsu. But that which I'm a clear, not to be Mishana because of the Mokum, because of Machloikis. Daitalas, what's an afkamina? I can't be different from them because of Machlokes. So how does Baita Laxer solve the problem? So in Rav Ashi, it's Mavur, Rav Ashi's Teretz, it's Mavur, that's the reason why I keep Kurvachim Shahav Lashon is because Ein Daita Lachzer, and I'm settling, and I become part of that Makim, and I have Dinim of the Makim. Mashenka, when I'm not settling, I don't have Dinim of the Makim. There's another problem called Makloikis. Dr. Makloikis, good, you know what? I do but sinner. But that killing of Daita Lachzer, Ein Daita Lachzer, only makes sense once you learn that the start of the theme of Kurvachim Shahav Lashon is not because of Makloikis. But if the whole did it only because of Machloikis, what's an aftermina? So Abayla, she tells her, can't answer Achilatin Daito Lachzer and Daito Lachzer. Abayla can only give it this territory, so there's no, I saw the Machloikis problem, Bubble Eretz Yisrael. It's only the answer that he has. Whereas in Rav Ashi, who gives this Achilatin, can we pass on like Rav Ashi, he's before that, that's not the Lomdus. So it's not just Rav and Abayim, it's also Rav Ashi. The Rav Ashi is saying, behead you, there's another din. So Rav Ashi is saying there's another din, and that's how you understand the din of the Mishnah. So and I'm going to answer that the Sfatzem says Kash on the base. So maybe Rehuda disagrees with that. Well, it's not Rehuda disagrees with that. That's what Rav Ashi held. Okay, but it's a Dover Kosher that means it comes out this in the Gemara itself. The Gemara is behandling the Shiloh. What is the getter of the Chiyah of Chumak Shalachosham? Is it the Machloikis, or is it more than that? That's Mamash the Machloikis of Rav and Abayi. It's Mamash the Machloikis of Abayi and Rav Ashi. And we're coming out, the Rav Ashi is saying there's a whole other layer of a Chiyuv. The Rama says not like this. Like the Rama is saying, this is all like the Rosh, and the Rama is saying not like this. Okay. It's one Hora. Second Hora, right? Okay. Third Hora. Tosis and Aleph and Aleph. Tosis creates three Madregas. There's a Minik Tos, you're Mati even to a Kusi. Tell him, listen, you undertook to do something that was wrong. You thought this is part of Eretz Yisrael. It's not part of Eretz Yisrael. It's not Chayav Maisus. Isn't it? Adikusi might say, well, if that's okay, then I can, be Mechal Shabbos, Sircha Milsa. Yes, and you can't say Sheker. You can't tell him that it's Eretz Yisrael. It's Chayav Maisus, but it's not true. It's not Chayav Maisus. Taisus says. The Ran argues. The Ran says, we're Chayav Sircha Milsa. The only Ran says, maybe you can tell me when the Kusi comes and asks already. So you understand that there's an issue, then you can talk to him. But stop the Gobi Matar, Beishan, your Matar Beishan, how you Matar Beishan? He didn't speak to them. Forget it. Right? The Kusis are going to be a major headache. The Kusis, you can't be Matar Beishan for Kusin, because they're going to do who knows what with that. They're just not giving Maisus on anything. They're stopping giving Chal. I don't know what they're going to do. Right? We don't know. Madrega number one. Madrega the other end, places says, a minig which is Hunagal Picha Kalmin, gets a dinner minig of Makam. It gets the minhag makom. I go there, machuyev, to keep the minhag makom. Middle madrega. That's a case where people knew it was mutter. They decided to be machver, al getter, v'siyag, mutara. That dover toiv to protect the Torah. Al piyachachem. That's called minhag makom, and you're machuyev not to keep minhag makom. Or machuyev is a piskei halacha, two shitas. And the chachamim above decided that the yasr is aser. That's called minhag makom. Minhag chashav. You must keep the minhag makom. In between Zotosis is a case where it was a decision to do it. They knew it was mutter. They decided to do it, even though it's batsim osir al siyag the precious. But it wasn't done by al piyatam
alchachem.
It's ain't a kosher. That's called ain't a kosher. It's a minhag geruah. That's also called a minhag shtus at one point, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Now Zotosis, what's the status of that halacha? Look, more like this. I walk in. I'm not mechiv to give minhag malkum. I'm not mechiv to give minhag malkum. Don't. And I can do it in front of a Talmud Chacham, because he understands that it's Tam is this little Gornish Pesach. But don't do it in front of a Kusi, because he's going to make mistakes. Good. So Tosfos says, the reason we're stopping maybe, and not only can I do it in front of a Talmud Chacham, I can really point out to him, you know what, you can do it too. And he's allowed to do it now. Or not. Maybe not. He lives there, so we to keep the minhag mark. I walk in, and I'm looking at the minhag makom. I can eat it, and I can do it in front of him. There's no problem doing it in front of him, because he understands. He won't make any mistakes, but he's going to keep it still. So, what's in the kura of Alpitam Chacham, and what's in the kura of this middle madrega? Where does that come from? So, it's interesting. It deserves a full conversation, which we're not going to do in 2 minutes. The Rambam, in the beginning of Mamrim, when he talks about the Lava L'Sosser, the Rambam says the Lava L'Sosser applies to Tekanas, Gzeres, and to Menhagim. But that's only minhagim which are done al pi the Beis Din. Now the Rambam in the beginning of Maamarim says that the din of lo sasa only applies to Beis Din HaGadol. The Rambam in Hakdama to Yad says Mefarish not like that. Rambam there says that any Beis Din called door of the door under whoever they have jurisdiction on, you're mechuyev to keep what they do because of lo sasa. That applies to the Beis Din which has jurisdiction over Klal Yisrael. Beis Din has jurisdiction over this Malkum called door of the door. There's a din of lo sasa. Without getting involved in how to answer this here in Rambams, but assume for a second there's such a concept. But the Rambam is saying the Dinim and Hagim are part of the purview of Beis Din. The Dinim and Hagim are under the purview. Beis Din as a Beis Din is Kaveim and Hagim. So this is like this: if you walk into town and they decide minutos. It's a minute that decided we're going to be makram and be careful about a certain thing. That becomes a binding minute. You have a Talmud Chacham, it means Api Chacham, such a concept exists. Now it's binding. Whether you tell yourself L'Sasa, not only L'Sasa, but the Musig, that's Api Talmud, that the concept of Minig belongs to the world of Chachamim, yes. Now, so Tosis, okay, so now it wasn't Api Chacham. So Tosis is one side, which makes a lot of sense. So the Kusi, you can't do it because he's going to be Sirkam also. To the non-Kusi, to the Talmud Chacham, say, listen, be Mekam also. What are you drinking a cup? What are you wasting your time for? It's not a minute. It's not binding. Tosha says, no, there's another side in the read that maybe not. Maybe he's mechuyev to do that. What's mechuyev him to do that? It means the Talmud Chacham who lives there, Taka can't change. I walk in and say, listen, minigam ask, this came minig. Don't do the minigam welcome on this thing. It says, this came minig. I'm not mechuyev to keep the minigam welcome. Don't mess up the kusi, fine, but I can do it. But Sina, I can do it from a Talmud Chacham, no problem. But you who live here, you can't. And I said, but what's that sign? Mamonasha. Even if he called him, it has a valid din of a minig, so why is that minig a makam? I'm okay to do it. If it's not called a minig, so why is he okay to do it? There's no other shita.
There's two valid shitas.
There's no two shitas. The case over here was. The case of Tosis was that it was double, which is mutter be'etzim, and they decided to be makram else the siyag l'prishis. Right?
And we're not. We don't have the siyag where I came from. And the Talmud Chacham understands that you don't have to have that siyag.
I understand.
So I'm not creating any dissension.
But what's Machai of him to do that siyag?
Machai of Talmud Chacham.
Over there.
Because he lives in the town where they all took that.
So, is that Minigam Malkum?
No.
For him it is.
So why am I not Machai about to do the Minigam Malkum on the mission to do it?
That's not what the mission is talking about.
Because this is a
Dovah Shemitzim. No, I'm coming here. I'm settling here. The minute mission doesn't apply, Tosha says. Now, the other Mishnah answer is Kasha, didn't die to the same, died to the last. So that's the answer to Kasha. Tosha doesn't answer that. So the Rosh says, because that was the Chilik. The more asking the Rabbi Rechadah, why the more asking on the top of the page? And the Emory answers, oh, what's with the Mishnah? Tell them our Kasha, what's Rabbi Yosef doing? What's with the Mishnah? Ain't died to last. Good. That's the more should say. But the more doesn't say it over there. Well, how could the two sons of Rabbi Gamliel come to the town and be Reichitz? What happened to Minigam Malkim? The more should ask the Kasha over there. Why do we wait to down over here and ask the Kasha? So the Rosh, because over here it wasn't Shreer. Because even if you ain't died to last, so you're not Mechuyev. Because it's time of Minigam Malkim. So why is he Mechuyev to do it? I'm settling here, it's Minigam Malkim, I'm not Mechuyev to do it because I came from somewhere else. But the guy who grew up here is Mechuyev. What's that sad? Right? It's a fair question. I'll leave you hanging. Okay, we'll talk.